Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Yesterday on the program, we talked to Pastor Dennis Hendrickson about a new way his church ministers to people through jazz music, a special church service he wrote many years ago with a college roommate of his. And for today's program, yet another unique ministry of a Saskatoon church, this time of a Saskatoon pastor who has taken a page from the Charlie Brown Peanuts comics by Charles M. Schulz, Pastor Mark Kleiner, who has opened up, much like Lucy did in the Peanuts cartoon strip, a set of psychiatric help stand offering spiritual advice. Again, nickel charge to pop on by. And this was so cool. Earlier today on the Rockin' Big Breakfast, myself and Randy Atkinson talked directly to Pastor Mark as he was set to embark on another day of offering spiritual help at his 5 cent stand. We go to that interview from earlier today.
Randy, you've been talking all morning about Pastor Mark in Saskatoon.
We have indeed.
And we are so thrilled to have Pastor Mark Kleiner joining us on the Rock Line. Pastor Mark, good morning. Great to have you.
Great to be here. Thanks, guys, for the call.
Yeah. Well, Randy, I guess, give us the Reader's Digest.
Okay. Well, we want to go, Pastor Mark. Of course, you took it right out of the Phoenix comic strip, of course, and that is Lucy and Charlie. And, of course, she always would give spiritual advice for 5 cents. How did you come out to take this idea and then go with it?
Well, it's just really a shameless appropriation. It's just she did psychiatric help for a nickel, right? And she used it as an opportunity to torment Charlie Brown. And so we weren't really looking at the torment angle. We were just basically like the aesthetics of the sign and the idea of, you know, simply just being in our community on the corner. If I'm normally in the mornings, I'm in an office in the basement of the church, and the chances of people crossing that divide and coming down to see me and me meeting people is just about zero. But now that I'm out here on the lawn, got some cold punch here, I meet people, numerous people every day, and sometimes I have long conversations with people, and sometimes it's just a short hello and everything in between. And I'm also, you know, meeting the pets, the people walk around the neighborhood, lots of dogs, you know. It's great.
Where are you in Saskatoon, your church?
We're in the heart of a neighborhood called Caswell Hill. It's one of the oldest neighborhoods in Saskatoon, and it's beautiful, lots of big elm trees, and it's the church itself has been here for about 110 years this year. So it's really an old neighborhood. It's a very interesting, I live in the neighborhood 5 blocks away with my wife and our children, and so we love being here. My paternal grandmother lived in this neighborhood for decades, just a few blocks away from here. So I got a lot of roots in this neighborhood, and there's lots of other people who do. And there's also lots of people new in the neighborhood who don't have a spiritual community of, you know, they're part of, or you know, just people who walk around here. So it's been really wonderful and really simple too. Like, it's not a, you know, like you say, it's from Peanuts. It's not like a new idea. In fact, there was something on my Facebook feed about this, and there was a pastor who said, "Yeah, I was doing this back in the 70s." So, you know, it just seems to be from the response we've been getting, it just seems to be something that's resonating with people right now, and I love it. I'm spending my office hours out in the beautiful outdoors, and like I say, I'm meeting people as opposed to sitting in front of a computer screen, and
right.
You know, it's doing work there, right?
Well. So. I just, I'm pretty sure, did I just hear a car? Are you at your stand right now?
Yeah.
Nice.
So how many hours do you spend out there?
The jets going overhead.
How long are you out there, Pastor, each day?
What's that?
How long are you out at your stand each day serving spiritual advice?
The hours are a little bit flexible, shall we say, just because of the nature of pastoral ministry. We don't, like, I'm the only paid staff member here. And so, you know, when pastoral matters and certainly when emergencies arise, I can't be here. But my goal is to be here in the mornings from Monday to Thursday, and it depends on the morning. This morning I started out at 6:30 here. And I actually had a meeting with one of my church, what we call the wardens, And so I just, Ted and I just meet at the stand rather than being inside for our meetings now. And I'll be here till 11. We have a ministry at Cosmopolitan Industries. We have a Bible study there over the noon hour.
So that's right.
We'll, I'll start tearing down about 11 because it's a few trips going inside, you know, washing the punch glasses and stuff, and then get to Cosmo for noon. So, but it depends on the day. Sunday mornings, my ideal is to be out here for at least an hour Sunday mornings. But frankly, my sermons haven't been coming together until like the last minute these days. So I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to conclude a sermon on Sunday morning.
Well, you may have to revert to peanuts a little bit more maybe to help you out with that.
Tell me about some
of the interesting things people have brought up in the discussions with you. Something interesting. I'm sure there's some deep conversations and some light ones.
There is, and, you know, it's a whole spectrum, right? And you know, we've had talks about the Caswell Hill community and how that relates to, you know, some people want to talk about matters of faith, and certainly there's nothing I love more than to talk about Jesus. At the same time, you know, Jesus came to be in relationship with us, and I believe that, you know, the church is, you know, it's all founded on these kind of person-to-person relationships, and a lot of people, and certainly in this community, are wary of being proselytized to, you know. And so, it's not that I'm hesitant. It's just, you know, I really try to be, you know, just to wait sometimes, right? And then when there's an opportunity to share of my faith, I'm really excited to do that. But, you know, I'm hearing people's faith stories. I'm hearing of people's struggles. You know, it's people struggling with addiction. We have 4 recovery meetings at the church, and so there's a lot of talk. And I'm in recovery myself, so that's something that I really, you know, love opportunity to share. So there's a lot of that. In fact, Ted, I just mentioned to you, we set a date. We're going to have a service this fall, that September 17th, that's based around an appreciation of the 12 steps, the 12 steps of recovery. And so that will be really, I think, exciting to do. And I don't know if you're familiar with the 12 steps, but there's confession in there, and there's restitution, and there's service. So it's very, very powerful principles, and from a Christian perspective, I mean, it's just in lockstep with what we believe and practice in our tradition.
Yeah.
So
it's awesome. Yeah. Well, Lucy kept her stand open in the winter. How about you?
Lucy didn't live in Saskatchewan. I was actually thinking about this. This might be a 4-season idea. You know, like I certainly, you know, enjoy the crisp winters. I certainly wouldn't be serving fruit punch in the winter, so we may have to get like some thermoses and serve some hot chocolate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fruit smoothies or slushies.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Pastor, can I just ask you right now, there's a story here that it's a nickel. It's a nickel to get spiritual advice, and honestly, you'll take an IOU.
That is true. I mean, this isn't designed as a money-making proposition. I had someone calling me out on that, and you know, it's more kind of an affectionate nod to the peanuts model, right? I mean, but on the other hand, in a church, we look for opportunities to give people opportunities to give, and so by making that kind of mustard seed contribution, you know, to the faith, and we haven't decided where we're going to put those funds, but we will find we will pray and discern what to put these nickels towards.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an act of faith to say, you know what, and it is an act of a small commitment on someone's part to say, you know, I'm going to part with my 5 cents and I'm going to actually sit down here. So I think it's actually helpful to have that.
Yeah.
And to ask that of people, because then people do make that mustard seed contribution, and we all know what our Lord does with mustard seed, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, kudos to you and the work that's going on just on the corner of Christ Church Anglican in Saskatoon, 28th Street West, if anyone happens to be passing through. Does the stand stay up just with the note if the pastor is out, or do you just take down the whole thing?
it, It did originally, but then the bungee cords that hold it up got stolen.
People have to ruin it.
So we just, just pragmatically speaking, I mean, someone needed those bungee cords, which is great, but we don't have a huge budget. So unfortunately, for the time being, the stand does get dismantled.
2017 is a different time than when the Peanuts were written, I guess, hey?
Yeah.
Well, thanks again.
Interesting times, but hey, the Lord's good.
Yes.
The Lord's working, and... Yeah, and God bless The Rock. Thank you guys for the attention you're giving to this, sharing the word of this ministry, and thank you for your ministry.
And they had spawned off some other ideas too, similar to potentially we'll see pastors all over the place across this great province and even country or globe of ours offering the help to people who need it most. So, Pastor Mark, thanks again.
You are welcome.
If you know of a creative ministry out there, we want to hear about it and put a spotlight on it, whether it's your own church, a church maybe you visited in the past. Take to heart our message at the end of this program and give me a call here at The Rock 985-306-786-7625. That is all the time we have again for all you ever wanted to know. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.